March is finally here, as we can see by the calendar, but Massachusetts craft brewers are still struggling to get through this cruel pandemic winter. WQBUR's Andrea Shea reports now on how they've been surviving with some creative hustle and by getting a lot more beer into cans.
This sound is ringing in a momentous day at Brado Brewhouse and Kitchen in Brighton.
Last night I didn't sleep because it was like Christmas morning, you know?
That's brewer and co-owner Alex Corona.
My last name used to be a fun one, not so much these days.
Now Corona's elated and relieved because Brado hired a mobile canning company to set up a heavy but compact machine for the first time. It fits snugly between his brew kettle and fermentation tanks. Corona started brewing beer on premise this past November. Until now, he says they've only been able to sell bulky 32-ounce growlers for takeout, about 50 to 70 a week.
With the pandemic and not having nearly as many people in the seats in the pub, sales are obviously down as they are everywhere, but this will definitely help us hopefully move twice as much beer right off the bat.
Mobile canning companies like this one, named State 64, are helping New England breweries that don't have the space or capital to buy their own expensive, complicated machines. State 64's owner Tim Little says the ability to can has been critical this winter, and he's been working 7 days a week to meet demand.
We've had breweries tell us that if it weren't for the service we provide, they would have had to close.
Breweries have also been adopting some novel survival strategies. Brado chef Jonathan Gilman says 40 to 50% of the brewpub's revenue is being generated by themed meal boxes and interactive events. Like virtual hell nights.
At this point, I got a good back tongue tingle. So definitely hot. Starting to get the increased heart rate. You can feel a little bit of the head high from the heat a little bit.
That's Gilman on Zoom, leading about 36 people as they sweat through progressively hotter fried wings or cauliflower tossed with 6 different loaded buffalo sauces.
We think that what's most in demand and what people are missing the most is that shared social experience.
This kind of creativity has been key during the cold months. According to Massachusetts Brewers Association Executive Director Katie Stinchin, she's been hosting webinars about resources for the 210 craft breweries her organization supports. And she says in 2020, there were 12 closures.
We think some of those breweries were struggling pre-COVID, and COVID was too difficult for them to overcome. But we also saw 27 openings in 2020.
And one closure in 2021. Stinchin says some brewers shuttered their tap rooms temporarily for the winter because they couldn't make the numbers work and to keep their staff and customers safe. Bone Up Brewing in Everett is one of them. Jared and Liz Corrali opened the Nano Brewery 4 years ago. She says PPP loans and small business grants are lifelines.
It's just about treading water for us and waiting for the sun to come back out. Looking forward to everyone here getting vaccinated as well, hopefully within the next couple of months.
Bone Up was conceived as a small local taproom pouring pints of kegged beer on site and for restaurants. Now the couple is canning 100% of their product for curbside pickup and distribution, but their chilly outdoor area is open.
I mean, this might be wishful thinking, but I feel like people are already kind of starting to get cabin fever. We had people come drink on our patio yesterday because it got up to 36 degrees.
In Springfield, Ray Berry of White Lion Brewing Company says brewers have been supporting each other by sharing ingredients and supplies, including cans, which have been challenging to find throughout the pandemic. White Lion self-distributes to retailers, and Berry has also been helping 3 smaller artisan breweries get their beer to more people.
When you look at craft against the big behemoths of the world, the Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors, we all, without question, are in the same space and look to help each other and move that needle forward.
We are competitors, but we all want to see each other get through this.
While alcohol sales have surged during the pandemic, Chris Loring, owner of Notch Brewing in Salem, says that's not the case across the industry.
This message that's been given from the media that everyone's up, it's just not true. Craft brewers are down, and so they do need some help.
The promise of spring and summer has sustained Loring's spirit through this winter because Notch will be opening a new brewery in Brighton with a 288-seat outdoor beer garden and a stage for live music.
So right here is the bar, L-shaped bar. One side feeds the beer garden, one side feeds the beer hall or tap room.
The project, in the works since 2018, was delayed because of the pandemic.
Yeah, the timing wasn't great. But we feel really good about opening because I think there's a pent-up demand for this, that people want to go out and they want to experience things like this again.
That's the hope. To help ride out the end of a winter like no other, the Massachusetts Brewers Guild is hosting Mass Beer Week to shine a spotlight on local craft beer. It kicks off Saturday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.